What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Kat and Mark Show. Kat, how's your month been?
Oh, my God. Kat's a celebrity now. Kat's almost too good for you now.
I haven't seen you for a while. It's like the last time I saw you was on TV.
I know. That's absolutely mental. Being mentioned on Have You Been Paying Attention was not on my bingo card for 2024.
It's crazy.
Should have been, but it wasn't. Wild. Okay, so yeah, for everybody who's out of the loop, I work with a publicity company called Million Billion Media, and they organized a feature for me to go on the Husey, Ed and Erin morning show on Today FM. So that in itself was I'm big fans of Husey, Ed and Erin. They've been on TV since forever.
They're
iconic Aussies. They're Australian. They're like our national animals, basically.
Yeah, pretty much,
move over kangaroos, but so I went on their morning show, and then they invited me out with them that night. I know I'm it's working all my charms. They invited me out with them that night to the corporate box at the Swans game. I've never been to an AFL game.
I was about to ask, did you know what was happening?
No, I didn't watch a single minute of the game. But there was a lot of girls in the box, like a lot of Instagram girls and like influencers and stuff. And I was like, I'm pretty certain that a bunch of influencers are not going to be too keen on an AFL game. It was more just like a networking event. Okay. So I was like, I don't think that I'm going to be the only one being like, what's going on? I got out of the Uber when I got like to the grounds, the SCG, right?
Yeah.
And I think there was two games going on at the same time. I think there was like AFL and then like NRL. And I don't know what the fuck is what. Because I got out and I was looking, and there was just a Roosters signs everywhere. And I was like, okay, I don't know much about sport, but I know Roosters is not AFL.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
And then I was like, God, did the Uber drop me at like the, or did I put in the wrong grounds?
You went to the
wrong game. No, I didn't. But like, that's what I was scared about, because I don't understand how these things work. Like, I don't know, right? Yeah. I just got out of the Uber and I was seeing signs for Roosters. Everywhere I was seeing people in Rooster stuff, and I was like, fuck.
Oh,
and I was like, am I at the wrong place, or am I at the wrong day? Like, I don't know. I have no idea what's going on. So I had to ask some security guard. I was like, I'm going to a Swans game. And he's like, oh, yes, next stadium. And I was like, I didn't realize there's so many stadiums around here.
Yeah, I didn't realize that two games
I think there's two stadiums.
There must be,
Look, people listening could be laughing at me right now, being like, there's no two stadiums. I have no idea. I think there was two stadiums next to each other, one with like an NRL game and one with an AFL game.
Okay, maybe.
Because I think, isn't there NRL on Friday nights?
Yeah.
As well?
There is. Yeah.
Well, you said that with such certainty. How do you know?
Because I used to follow NRL and the season's on. So they play I think they play Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
That's very manly of you.
Thank you.
It's very jockey of you.
Used to be. I don't follow it anymore.
And then the creme de la creme is... So I actually got a message from Ed being like, we briefly spoke about you on Have You Been Paying Attention. So I did get a little bit of a heads up, but I didn't get my hopes up, because he's like, not everything makes the cut, so it might not be on there. But he's like, watch it anyway.
Did he say what they said, or were you sitting there the whole time being like,
I didn't want to annoy him as well. I didn't want to be like, oh my God, tell me everything, because he's got better things to do than write me his whole life story of what he did. So I didn't want to be annoying. So I was like, okay, cool. And then I kind of just forgot about it. I was like, whatever. And then I got tagged in a tweet by like one of my fans or followers being like, oh my God, I'm watching you on TV. And I was like, get fucked. And I wasn't a question. I was kind of like a mention.
Eventually, it was a little bit of a joke, but one of the guys was like, yeah, sorry we didn't get you on the show today.
We had someone better.
We had someone much better. And they're like, who's better than me? What are you doing? And then they put up a photo
of you in like lingerie. Ever.
Yeah, such a good photo.
It was such a hot photo. And they said such nice things too.
Every single guy there was like, okay, understandable. Yeah. Yeah. I do the same. No worries, we get it.
I know. Oh my God. It was, I don't know. It's because the person who like told me, they're like, oh yeah, there's a photo of you on there too. And I was like, oh God, I hope it's a good photo.
The fear, right? It's like, what fucking photo?
Yeah, I was like, photo? And two, like, what if they're saying terrible things about me on national television? Yeah. Like, she was so boring. Shit.
What an annoying fucking woman.
I know, so ugly. Like, Jesus. Much uglier in person. Like,
but it was so good. Picked a really good photo.
I know. Oh my God. I couldn't honestly, if I wrote the mention myself, I wouldn't have even written it that good.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
straight
out. Yeah, it was very flattering, very nice.
It was.
There you go. Make it on TV.
I know. I finally made it on TV.
It's happening.
Briefly. They showed my photo. It was like a couple minutes that the photo was up.
Yeah, literally. I haven't seen you in like weeks. And in that time, you've
Gone to Thailand.
Yeah, gone to Thailand.
To shoot for Maxim magazine, so TBC on those photos.
You're meeting celebrities. You're on TV. It's like, Jesus Christ. You're like, Mark, what have you been up to? I was like,
I've clearly been thriving without you here. You've been holding me back. I'm
holding you back, yeah. Although, to be fair, I've been in America, okay? So
no, yeah, you've been, like, we can't talk about it just yet, but you've been doing some big moves behind the scenes as well.
Yeah.
This is why, I know, if everybody's disappointed we're not podcasting as much, it's because we're both doing lots of big things behind the scenes.
Exactly, we're killing it.
Yeah, okay. we're doing. Yeah, I know. It looks like we just have fun and muck around every week on this show, which we do. It's a bit less mucking around these days.
Oh, actually,
it's only sometimes mucking around.
Actually, I want to talk about something else. Talking about being famous, getting messages. You also had a news article written about you that had my face on it.
Yeah. I love that you sent me that screenshot and it was just like you.
I had so many people messaging me.
Oh, really? Did you?
Yes.
Oh, no way. Yeah. Saying what?
So, first one was Alex and he's like, bro, Kat's famous. And he sent me
the stop.
Then I had a bunch of students message me and be like, hey, just so you know.
No way. How many people are that? You know, this is good for me to know as well how many eyeballs are on my articles.
I reckon I got 10 messages.
No way. Yeah. That many people are that reading people. My articles?
Yeah.
I don't read a single article. Am I? Like, so I'm doing these articles.
I don't read them all.
I don't stay up to date with any news.
Well, listen.
So apparently lots of other people are.
I got all these made be like, because apparently, okay, so for those that don't know, it was an article and the headline was something along the lines of like, they'll talk about how you think that it's not necessarily cheating for like married men to sleep with like an escort or something.
So they put me and my husband in a picture.
Yes, yes. So then there's a photo of me and you looking married together.
Looking married.
And so, but also people could read that and be like, this is one of the married men.
You know what? They would have done that on purpose.
Yeah. And so then I had a bunch of people messaging me. Like, some were.
Were some like, oh, so you and Kat are married?
Well, yeah. Some were like, oh, like, Kat's on this. How cool, blah, blah. But then some were like, hey, just so you know.
Kat's
like,
cheating on you?
Well, no. I don't think they knew we were doing a podcast together, right? They just saw this article. They're like, just so you know, you're on like the front cover of like an article about an escort sleeping married man. Like, no, like, just so, and I'm like, no, that's my podcast partner. It's like, it's all good. So yeah, hilarious. But yeah, you're out there. That is so funny.
I know. I wanted, did they give you any credit on that photo? Probably not.
Yeah, probably not. Fuckers. Aww. Yeah. But no, it was actually talking about good photo. It was a good photo. We look good.
Oh, yeah, I know. Yeah. Cool. Hopefully, some. Did you have any girls be like, oh, who's this hottie?
No, Let me sleep with her husband. No.
I'm surprised you didn't get any girls in your DMs being like, I want to sleep with Kat's husband just to get back at her for sleeping with my husband.
That's fuck. I should have gone that angle. I should have wrote on there. I should have wrote on all the articles. By the way, guys, that's me. Just
in the comments. Yeah. If anybody wants to fuck Kat's husband.
Exactly, yeah.
I reckon you would have got a lot of.
We need to get back at this woman. Okay?
Yeah. How dare my wife cheat on me like that?
Yes. If anyone would like to.
I'm getting a lot of people now. I know I'm getting like a different new wave of clients now. I'm getting like the celebrity fetish.
Exactly. They're like, yeah, I've seen you on TV.
I was getting a lot of like model fetish clients before that were like, oh, you've been in Playboy? Maxim, like, that's so Playboy, hot. Like, I just want to fuck a Playboy girl.
Yeah.
So I got a lot of those like, oh, yeah, I want to fuck a girl that's been on the cover of a magazine. Like, you know, lots of men have model fetishes. That's actually, I would say, a common fetish for guys to have model fetishes.
Talking about fetishes.
Yeah.
I thought this would be really cool to share on the show. I found this study or survey, however you want to call it. Like thousands of women, and they ask about fetishes and how taboo things are. Actually, guys and girls too. So let me.
Can we pop that up on the screen as well? Because it's just like a little chart, isn't it?
Yeah, we will. It's in my photos here, so don't scroll left or right. Okay. So God, basically,
what, do you have some dick pics in there?
Yeah, of course. Every second photo is a dick pic. You know
what
that.
Is it actually? So,
no.
I was like, that's a little bit vulgar for you.
No, like I think we've spoken about it on the show.
I made you take a dick pic. Exactly. To everybody, you have to go and find the episode where we compare genitals.
Exactly. I will under distress take a dick pic like that episode. But yeah, I don't do it unless like
under duress.
Yeah, if a girl like is begging me for a dick pic.
I was begging you for a dick pic, actually.
But otherwise, like, I'm not a, hey, you really need to see my, like, you can see it in person.
I feel like it'd be kind of hot coming from you, though, being like, hey. Because it'd be, I feel like it would be so unexpected.
That would be,
I feel like sometimes, like, sometimes, oh, I feel like sometimes, like, when I have, like, these clients that are, like, you know, really conservative, like, suave, and then they do something really filthy, like, spit on my face or something. I'm like, I just did it. It's hot because, like, oh, that's just... It's so out of character.
That's true. I do like spit. I think I've told you this story. I love spitting on girls' faces and shit like that, right? But I've learned you need to really ask first. There was one time I had a girl tied up and I was like, open your fucking mouth. And I was like, I thought that was universal consent for I'm about to spit in it. This girl opens up nice and wide. I spit in her mouth. She freaks the fuck out. She has like a germ phobia. She's like, I didn't even share drinks with my friends. She's like, I'm
fine. So were you not kissing?
Well, I think she was okay with kissing. We might not have been. I don't remember. I'm not really much of a kisser. So we actually might not have even been kissing.
Yeah, right.
But the whole spitting and then she's like, in the moment I thought it'd be okay, but I'm not okay with it above. So anyway, side story. Yeah. But no, always,
you know what's funny is I actually don't I like people spitting on my face, but not in my mouth. I just feel like it feels weird in my mouth. Like I don't know.
It does feel like it's like, okay, this is a question I have for you. It
feels like snot in my mouth. Like, I'd rather just spit on my face. It
feels like snot in my
mouth. Yeah, just spit on my face, please.
Would you, okay, say you've just hooked up with a guy, okay? It was hot. You were into him. You're happy to see him again. And you don't have a toothbrush. You've only got his. Would you use his toothbrush?
I don't know if I would ask. I mean, I have nothing against using somebody else's. Okay, yeah, nah, that's fine.
Say he said to you, hey, I don't have my toothbrush. Can I use yours? Is that cool?
Yeah, I wouldn't care.
Okay.
I mean, because like his dick's been in my mouth. Yeah. Like, do you know what I mean? And then my mouth will then be on my own toothbrush. Like,
I feel like there's a weird thing where there's like in sex, you will share saliva when kissing. You will do all this shit.
I like literally will have a guy put his finger in my asshole and then I will take his finger and then shove it in my mouth and then make out with him.
Exactly. I was going to say, like, I eat ass. I do all this shit. But then, like, it comes to, like, weird things about, like, sharing a toothbrush. Yeah, like, food, that's or gross.
Oh, you don't drink. Exactly. You're like, oh, but I'm not sure. Not that you have people's ass in your mouth, like, feces in your mouth.
Exactly. It's so what?
I'm not a germaphobe like that. You know, you can't be, like, you know, you can't be a germaphobe and have good sex.
Okay, that's, okay, fair call. But anyway.
Oh, yeah, bring up your chart.
Well, actually, there might be spitting in your mouth on this. We'll have to have a look.
I wonder if finger in the asshole is on there.
I'm sure it will be. We'll have a look. But essentially, one axis is how like interested people are in it, and one axis is how like taboo it is. So generally, as you can see on this graph, we'll put it up on the screen. The more taboo something is, usually less people are into it, and the more into something people are, the less taboo it is. So I'm curious, what do you think is the thing that people are the most into? The most people are into this.
Kissing? Is that even a fetish?
Yep. Makeouts. Yep. That's up here.
It's weird that something like kissing is a fetish though.
Yeah. I guess maybe like fetish isn't the right word.
You know, I actually do get asked, just going back to all these salivas and germs and things, I would say one of my most common requests is kissing. A lot of escorts don't do it. Like a lot of them with boyfriends or husbands don't do it, or a lot of them.
Intimate.
Yeah, and I like it. I would. I get weird when they don't want to kiss. Sometimes you have clients that don't want to kiss, and I find that weird because it's like, I don't know. The making out is part of like the warm up for me a little bit.
Yeah.
But anyway, I know. I just veered.
This is most people. Like this is most people is makeouts. So otherwise,
majority of the fun is the making out. I think. There's nothing better than like having really hot, passionate sex and you're like making out and you're sweaty, sweat flying everywhere you're getting fucked at the same time. But the making out while getting fucked is half the fun.
I will agree with you. If I'm in a very like sensual, romantic mood with someone I'm into, then yes. Otherwise, if I'm just having sex for the first time.
I'm very sensual in my sex. So we
have sensuality is actually right up there with makeouts. We have femininity.
What the fuck is that?
Like being feminine, like very soft and like.
Is that like being submissive?
I think submissive would be different here. Like when I think of submissive, that's more like completely letting go, getting tied up. But feminine, it might be like wearing heels.
What about like choking and hair pulling? Surely that would be high up on the common list, right?
So we have light bondage here. This is like a
that would be choking.
3.3 out of 4. It looks like. So that's quite up there. Being submissive is up there. Cream pies is up there.
A cream pie. That is a fetish of mine. I love doing that. So, because pretty much the only time I ever have like cream pies, well, it's if I'm seeing a guy really. which is not that often, but it's like more common is like, yeah, OnlyFans creators. And they're always like, where do you want me to come? I'm like, inside me. Like, I never get to have that.
Please.
I know. I have a cream pie fetish for sure.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know why.
There you go. But definitely not a breeding kink. You don't.
No, it's just a having your juices inside me kink.
Okay.
And like fucking them into me. I don't know why I find that hot. I don't know. I think it's a bit degrading a little bit maybe. Like. Yeah. Maybe that's why I like it. Because is it degrading to be cream pie?
I don't think so. But I do like the idea of that exchange. Like,
yeah, I don't know. It's just how, like, yeah, you're just leaving your juices in there.
Yeah, when girls like really wet or like they're squirting everywhere and shit, I kind of find that really hot too. Mm. Right? So, yeah.
Sharing juices. It's hot.
Sharing juices. Okay. It's hot. So, what do you think is on the other end of the spectrum the most taboo?
Oh my God, I don't know.
All right, so this is like fucking necrophilia executions.
Oh, okay, that's like I was about to say like peeing and shitting.
Actually, that's probably
scat is pooing, isn't it?
Peeing like water sports might not be or like
no, that would showers. Be much more common.
I reckon, yeah, I'm trying to find it. It'd be in the middle. See it on
I think it'd yeah, be in the middle.
I reckon
somewhere.
It won't be actually too bad.
Yeah,
it's definitely not right at the end here. Okay, bestiality.
That's like animal kink or something. Isn't some people it? Are into.
But look, okay. I know a couple of girls that are into the whole like fetish or fantasy of like a dog eating them out.
What?
That is, yeah. It's like, to me, I get, talking about germs and shit, I hate it. Do you know like girls that are really into their dogs and they'll have their dog there and be like, oh, hello. And the dog's like licking their face everywhere and it's getting all over them and shit. I'm like, I'm not making out with you now. That dog is so fucking...
No, they say a dog's mouth is cleaner than a human's.
Stop it.
That's apparently a fact.
I need to look that up.
I'm pretty sure that's true.
Oh, but they're like that's licking their...
That's why humans let dogs lick their faces because it's clean.
So gross.
They have like self-cleaning juices in their mouth.
I need to look this up. But then the idea of that going down, I'm like, this is the grossest shit I've ever imagined. Like, not to kink shame, whatever, if you want.
Oh, no. I think that deserves some shaming.
Okay, fair. I guess like the dog probably doesn't know the difference, right? He probably doesn't give a fuck.
Well, the dogs would probably be into it because dogs would love their owners, right?
Yeah, because
they just think they're like showing love by licking their owner, right?
Yeah. And if you put like a treat down there or something,
dogs,
I guess.
Dogs love the smell of vaginas. They always like nuzzle their nose into it. Oh my God. Yes. They do. Oh, you wouldn't know because you're a guy.
I don't have one.
Dogs always nuzzle their nose into vaginas.
There you go.
Always.
Right, they know what's up.
Yeah. No, they do. Yeah. Especially if you're on your period or something. They're like, oh my God. Yeah. Give me some of that.
So,
it's so true.
So there you go. So if you guys want to pick your kink, we'll put this up on the screen. If you want to pick your kink, have a look and you can see how many other people are into it because I'm sure there's some things on here where you might think like, oh, I'm the only person in the world that fucking has this kink. And then you'll look at this and be like, actually, it's not that bad. We have pegging here, which is in the middle. I know.
A new one that's getting popularity that a couple of my friends have been doing lately is looning, which is like balloon kink. Like, it's like not having sex with balloons or anything. It's just like you like bounce on the balloons, like rub up against them and stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
See, I hate that noise of like the fucking.
I don't like the pop, so it like it scares me.
Maybe that's the.
I'm delicate.
It's like, oh, I don't know when the pop's gonna come. Oh, how sexy! Damn, this is so okay. Breast milk. All right.
That's common,
this is
right?
Kind of in the middle, yeah.
Yeah, I would say that's kind of common.
Yeah, there you go. So, find armpits. Interesting. It's not very taboo, apparently. So, yeah, you can have a look at this.
Yeah, I had somebody lick my armpit once. It was a guy I was seeing there. And we were having like a really kinky sex session. Like, you know, we were just being real just filthy. And we were just being really. And then, I don't know, he just licked my armpit. And, I mean, I thought it was weird. But kind of in the moment, I was like, oh, like we're just doing a bunch of dirty stuff. And that's also very dirty.
Yeah, I don't mind that at all. Like for me,
in the moment, it was
us,
like, oh, wow. He just
went for it. Yeah. Like for me, eating us, like the enjoyable thing about it is it's just fucking kinky. It's just dirty. You shouldn't be doing
it. It's dirty, yeah.
You shouldn't be doing it. So the armpit
the dirtiness
to me is
what makes it kinky.
This is wrong. Like I should not be fucking around your armpit right now. But you know what? I am. Enjoy, okay? Yeah. I mean, fucking go for it. I like it. Yeah.
I know. I think I've had a few escorts tell me that they've had clients that have like wanted to fuck parts of their bodies.
Oh.
Like, you know, like
you know
their
what?
Armpit or something.
I'm not even.
It's easier with like bigger girls. But that's because you're into skinny girls.
That's true, yeah.
You can't fuck them titties. I've had a few people ask me to fuck my titties. I'm like, they don't move. They're hard as rock. I can't push them together.
Yeah, exactly. They're like, yeah.
Yeah.
They're very, what's the word
you
for
need,
it?
Yeah, you need like high? Natural, you need like natural titties.
Like perky. What do you call, I don't even know.
Well,
yeah,
implants are perky,
yeah,
right?
You're and like perky
they're,
tits.
They're like hard as rock. You can't like move them, right?
Yeah, okay.
So you need like, you know.
You need some like big fat titties.
Right? Yeah, you need soft, juicy titties.
Yeah.
Natural ones.
And then you need some like lube there or something, right? Like you got to like lube them up. It's like you have a pussy. I don't know. I think it must be the same thing.
Like it must just be that it's really kinky.
Yeah, like guys foot just jobs. Like some titties, you know?
I know a few guys that are into foot jobs. I wonder if foot jobs was on that. That'd probably be. I reckon that would be middle high.
I did see feet. That was.
Yeah, I'd say that's high middle.
Common.
Yeah.
But I don't know if they specify like.
I have a fair few clients like lick my toes and something like that. So, like I'll be lying on my back and they'll be like kind of fucking me. And they'll like put my foot in their mouth.
Yeah,
that's not too. That's not too uncommon.
Ah, sexual frustration is like right up there.
Oh yeah, but that's tantra,
that's
right?
Like teasing, yeah. All right, yo, so interesting. I'm glad.
Is there any other like just have a little scene? Is there any other like super interesting ones?
There's forced breeding.
Oh my god! So
which a lot of people are into.
What?
Yeah, this is like that's on the same level. The amount of people are into it, same as giving pain.
Forced breeding. So that's not
hypermasculinity, latex and leather.
So forced breeding. So that's not like rape. It's like.
It's yeah, well,
husband and wife like accidental having kids.
Well, the forced part I think would more be around like you're impregnating this girl whether she likes it or not, or would the girl is like getting herself impregnated whether the guy likes it or not. Like that would be the fantasy. So it'd be like, no, don't come with me. I'm not on the pill. It's like, no, I'm coming in you. Obviously, like you shouldn't obviously do that. But it's like
oh
the fantasy.
Oh my god,
it, yeah.
Is that a thing? This is.
And do you know what's interesting?
I found this more. This is more wild to me than the dog eating girls
out.
Yeah,
and actually, this.
Oh
graph
my
as well
god.
Actually, tells you which gender is more preferential in this. So yeah, false breeding is like slightly more men. Yeah.
I guess that makes sense. Like I want to. Because men do like
the
cream pies.
And I want, yeah, there's a lot of guys that are like, I want so many kids and fucking, it's
that's
like Kangaskhan
so
shit.
So true. But, oh yeah. My God.
Interesting. So, guys, have a look. That's like, I geek out about this shit. I think it's really cool to have
also, what the fuck is that phone case? Do you have a pink phone now? Is it a pink phone?
I used to have a pink phone.
What is that phone case?
What do you mean? What is it?
It's girly.
You're not happy with the color?
It's just a very girly case and it's broken.
It's very masculine.
No,
lavender.
It's not.
Okay. Lavender. To be honest, I was like, give me the phone case that if I throw this off a building, my phone's going to be okay.
Well, the phone case looks like it's really taken a hit.
Well, it has. That's why. Okay. So apparently his brain is like really good for throwing shit around. Otterbox.
Yeah, so if I want to roll over my phone with a semi-trailer, what would allow me to do that?
I literally said if I throw this off a building. And the most masculine color was this lavender purple, so I'm rocking it. Yeah.
Well, I feel like if you threw it off a building now with that case, it would just like fall off.
Yeah. Well, I did drop it yesterday. You can also see I've got cracks all over the screen. So.
You know what? I'm living life on the edge right now. This is my phone right now. Nothing. I'm living life on the edge, guys.
Do you know what I was literally about to say? I was going to be like, people are psychopaths that don't have a cover on it. Like, how do you live your life like that?
Well, my cover just got really dirty and disgusting, so I chucked it out
and
I haven't got a new one.
Please buy a new one.
It's been a week.
Oh my god,
I'm going to throw.
Yeah, this is like the balloon king. It's like, you don't know what's going to happen. This phone might.
You know, maybe I do have a no case on my phone. Yeah, yeah, kink. And
damn,
I'm just like, when's it going to break? Is it today?
I
will get a new case eventually. It's at the bottom of my list of priorities right now.
My best friend did this. He went like a year without, and I was like, bro.
It's actually very inconvenient for me not having a case. I feel like it just doesn't feel as nice.
Yeah.
And it doesn't sit in my car. Like when I have to like perch my phone up to like navigate, it doesn't stay up properly without a case. So it's actually been more inconvenient, but I've just been too lazy to go get a new one.
Listen, after today, please buy a case.
I mean, feel free to buy me one. Thank you.
I'm going to come next week with
an indestructible semi-trailer can run over it case.
Yeah, 100%.
I've got an interesting story about a client inquiry that I had the other day.
Tell me.
I don't even know what to say about this, but I found out the way that Muslim men are cheating.
And how are they cheating?
So I know these religious men, some of them are very sneaky. Ooh. I have found out. So I got this inquiry and it was, So, you know, he was asking me just, it was all very standard, right? And then he's like, oh, for my religion, like for me to be able to do this, we need to like get temporarily married. Like, is that okay with you? And I was like, what? Mm. He's like, oh yeah, in the Islam religion, there's this marriage called a muta marriage, and you have to be like Christian or Jewish or Muslim for it to work. And it's just a temporary marriage, and it allows me to then fuck you for money. Like, no. And I was like, what the fuck? I didn't end up seeing this guy because I'm like, I'm an atheist. And he's like, oh, can you just pretend to be Christian? And I was like, no, I'm not going to pretend to be Christian. I'm not. Yeah, I know. And he's just like, oh, but like you. And then he's like, oh, like, did you go to like Catholic school? And I was like, yes, but it does make me Catholic. And he's like, but you went to Catholic school, right? And I was like, I'm not going to pretend to be Catholic for this. Yeah.
Yo, Islam's going to be the greatest religion ever. I think what happened was there was a group of men sitting around a table being like, yo, if we want to make a religion, what should we do?
Yeah.
One guy was like, yo, we should have multiple wives. Yes. Yes. Multiple wives. That's the thing. When we die, like just a bunch of virgins around. Yep. 40 virgins. Let's do that. Yeah. I like this idea. Hey, our girls, I don't like other guys looking at him.
Yeah, cover him up.
Let's just complete. But it's really hot outside. No, no, just cover him up completely. Yeah. What color? Like white? It is hot. No, black. Yeah, we should do black. Yeah, okay. Yeah. All right, this is a good religion. Hey,
if I want to cheat on my 40 wives.
Yeah, how do I cheat on my wife? Let's have a temporary marriage.
Yep.
Yeah. So how does that work? Well, you find a girl, pay him for sex, right? Okay, you find an escort. And you're just temporarily married to them for like
an hour.
Yeah.
I was
great idea, guys. Let's put this in a book.
Yeah, I was mind blown. And he's like, yeah, I've got a girlfriend and everything, but like the way that I can cheat on her and do this without breaking any laws. I mean, to be honest, well, the Catholics, they have anal, which so
well, they just have sex with kids, I think, is
the priest.
I'm sorry, every religious person listening to this podcast is gonna hate me. Right. But
so the Catholics and the Christians have anal, which is you're still a virgin if you the Christian Catholic loophole is anal. Do you had a look up. So this marriage is called a muta marriage.
Yeah, it's called like muta. It's really interesting. So there's obviously there's different, I guess you call it denominations. There's different like, denominations of Islam, I guess, that have different views on this. And, I didn't look into it too deeply, but yeah, it's basically this idea where what I read is that actually the girl that you're having the temporary marriage with also has to be Islamic, right?
Well, I was told Islamic, Jewish or Christian.
Yeah. Christian or Judeo-Christian religion or something. But anyway, so that's what I read. And so apparently this came about, or this used to be the case, where like men were married and then they'd have to travel or some shit. So we're in their new town. They'd be like in a temporary marriage for like 6 months or something and then move. I don't know how. If I
so basically, how can I cheat on my wife when I'm out of town?
Exactly. And so, yeah, now people use it as like, but it's so weird to me that it's like, look, you're cheating, okay? Just do it. Like, you're trying to
convince
yourself.
That's what I said to him. When he was trying to get me to say that, pretend that I was Catholic, I was like, just come and fuck me if you're going to do it. Like, you're fucking someone today, whether it's me or not. Like, who cares?
So much coke.
Like, do you know what I mean? Like, just do it. Because, and he's like, no, like, I have to do it this way or else, like, I won't get into heaven or something. And I was like, oh, for fuck's sake. You're obviously not going to heaven.
No. Yeah. And, like, the other thing is, what I read is, say you're the girl that's getting the temporary marriage, right? You also now can't have, so you have to be abstinent after this until you're obviously like married again or like get temporarily married again or some shit. So even if this was to go ahead and you can't have sex after that.
Well, so I mean, look, this whole loophole.
It's a scam. It's like, yeah, you're trying to lie to someone that is apparently all knowing. You know what I mean?
Well, that's what I basically half said that to him. I was like, well, I mean, he's going to know what you're doing.
Allah's going
to
know what you're doing.
Yeah, I basically said that. I was like, you may as well just come whether I'm Catholic or not.
I can pretend I'm Catholic. Allah's going to know. He's pretty smart, apparently.
That's basically what I said. I was like, you're not fooling anybody.
No, yeah. You're not fooling me. You're not fooling Allah, okay?
I know. But anyway, yeah, so.
Peace be upon him. Good try. Good try.
I'm mind blown by this because I was like, this is because I mean, I'm sure I have seen Muslim guys, but I mean, I think a lot of the Muslim guys I think in Sydney are probably not like devout.
Yeah,
maybe. Exactly. Well, the ones that have seen me probably are not.
Do you know what's funny, actually? Quick story. When we went to Indonesia, okay, Islam is like fairly.
Yeah, I think that's like one of the main religions there, I think.
Yeah. So we're in Indonesia And
Bali is, right? Yeah, exactly. Were you in Bali?
No.
Okay.
Bali, I think they're mostly so, like Buddhist.
Because it's like Western, right?
It they probably don't care, right? There. But yeah,
Bali loophole.
My business partner was using Tinder a lot, okay? Mm. And as a white guy in Indonesia, you get a lot of attention. And so a lot of girls were coming over. And sex is like, I think, even illegal now.
Yeah, there are some of these like really religious... God, I'm like trying to like get off this light. Yeah, sorry, guys. Oh, no, on the YouTube, side. Like watching me. Because I know there are some countries, like the really religious ones, where it's like, oh, you can't even share a hotel room with someone you're not married with.
Yes, exactly. So like they would only come over if you're in like a really nice hotel, because they kind of turn a blind eye. But he was saying like he'd come over, the girls are like in their, what do you call it?
A hijab.
Hijab, yep. And so they'd come, take the hijab off, have sex, and then put it on and start like praying.
Oh my God. Is it like for forgiveness?
I think it was just they have to pray like 5 times a day or something, and it was probably the time. But my mate was literally just like, yo, what the fuck? Like this is, I think he kind of had a kick for it. I think he kind of.
Like religious girl kink, like you're having a fucker, they're just going to start praying. But, oh my God.
Yeah, so crazy. Kind of crazy.
These are religious people. They're all they're all
you're
sneaky.
Religious until you get horny, I think, basically.
Yeah, it's I like, think that's what it is. Yeah. That's like, yeah.
Can you imagine waiting till marriage though?
Yeah, but I mean, if you're doing anal, it can be just as good.
Yeah,
that's why they invented anal. Probably the Catholics and Christians would have invented chucking shit up your asses.
That's true. Actually, I did I was like seeing a girl. This was years ago for a while. She was super religious. No sex until marriage. She was the horniest, kinkiest girl.
Were you just doing a lot of anal?
Yeah. This girl was just like, yo. Yeah. She could suck a dick. Holy shit. Like this girl. And then, yeah, like super religious. She goes like fucking
the religious
church,
ones
like,
always because it's like,
times a week.
Well, suppressing. Well, see, this is why, I mean, we talk about it on the show all the time.
True.
The more you suppress your religious tendencies, I mean, this is why,
sexual
like, there's so, tendencies. This is why, like, there's so many issues with, like, pastors and Catholic priests and stuff.
Yep.
The more you suppress it and say, like, no to it, that's
it's
when.
It's going
to
pop out somewhere.
Well, it does, right? And I mean, I went to Catholic school my whole life. I did all of my sacraments. I have done all of my sacraments.
Yeah, except marriage, yeah.
Marriage is like the last one or something. Well, so I went all the way up to from baptism to like confirmation.
There you go.
Did all of them, went to, that's like 13 years or something at like Catholic school. Studied the Bible. I've read the entire Bible back to front.
Exactly, yeah.
and then look what happened to us.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah,
thank
no,
you,
it
Jesus.
Is. Yeah, the more you suppress it, it's not healthy.
No,
they need to be doing like sex ed and stuff in school, like sex ed, like proper sex ed.
Do you know what? I'd love to sometime when we have time, maybe when we're old and retired, we should do a sex ed course.
Mm. Yeah.
Should write out a course. Actually,
like
have
for teenagers, I feel like
for
teenagers, because I feel like that you got to get into their brains.
And especially
early.
Then, you're going to be famous. Everyone's going to know you, and then you can come out and be
cat
like,
sex
guys,
ed course
yeah,
for teenagers.
This is what you guys should learn.
Yeah.
This is what pleasure is. This is what real consent is. This is how you guys can communicate. Like,
oh my
this
God!
Would be
yeah. So obviously we've come a long way. This is just something from like back in the day that I've like relived, and it's blown my mind like how far we've come in terms of like consent and things like that. I just started watching Gossip Girl again, and Gossip Girl is from like what, the 2010s or something like that. I was watching it like I think in primary school, so it's like 20 years old. It's like maybe a little bit less, but it's a really old show.
Gossip Girl, who was it?
I know who it was, but I'm not going to spoil it for everybody.
Okay.
It was the poor guy.
It was a guy?
Yeah, it was a guy. It was
the Gossip Girl was a guy?
Yeah, it was a poor one.
Fuck, I would never
it was the poor guy,
that.
Yeah. Okay. I'm pretty sure if I remember, if my memory serves me correctly.
Show,
I do know a while since I've watched it, but I'm pretty sure that's who it was.
Okay.
Anyway, so there's a character in Gossip Girl called Chuck Bass, and he's like, he was the heartthrob. Everyone was obsessed with him. Everyone wanted to marry Chuck Bass. Boys wanted to be him. Girls wanted to fuck him and date him and whatever. And I'm watching Gossip Girl, and there's Chuck Bass, and I was like, oh, yeah, you know, still cool, still suave. And in the first episode, he sexually assaults two girls.
Jesus.
And just like, it's nothing. And I'm like, I'm watching it going, how
the
fuck were we just watching this and okay with him doing this and saying, yeah, that's my future. That's my future husband right there.
Yeah, I can't wait to be sexually
assaulted.
He's
just like,
he was
trying to like, you know, he was with like one girl at like, and then another girl a bit later in the first episode. And he's like, you know, trying to make out with them, trying to
like push
and
the girl's like, no.
Yeah, and they're like, no, they're like literally trying to like fight him off, right?
Jesus.
And he's just like, He's basically trying to like rape two girls in the first episode. Damn. And I'm like, we just watched this like it was nothing.
And actually, can I ask, looking back, because I remember when I first saw a few episodes of this, and I was probably watching with my girlfriend at the time or something. I don't even know. Or maybe my sister. But like, I saw this guy and I'm like, it just felt so try hard. And like, I never understood why every girl was like, this guy's so hot.
Oh, but I definitely thought he was so hot and such a heartthrob. But now when you
look back, does he look super tryhard or no? No? Okay, just me. All right.
He's just got that like rich, suave like thing fair. About it. But I mean, I obviously think different of him now watching it back because it's like he just sexually assaulted two girls in the first episode.
Yeah, it's a bit fucking
And
weird.
We just watched that and we're and like, oh God, like, yeah, oh, future husband right there.
See, if you had the Catamarc sexual education course through school, you'd be like, what the fuck is this shit?
Absolutely. Like we literally, all of us watched that and just thought that that was just okay.
Yeah. Damn.
That's wild to that's me, like up. Looking back. Yeah. But anyway, that's my little rant on consent and things.
Yeah, listen, we'll create a course when we're retired, okay?
Okay, so I've got a question for you, which is, so, okay, you know how girls, there's this whole thing about how girls can tell if a guy's got like a good dick.
Yeah.
Or not. It's usually nationalities like based, I think. Yeah, or like if a guy's he's tall, like strong fingers, you know, if he's a certain nationality, it's like you can tell he's got a good dick.
Yeah.
Can a guy look at a girl and be like, yeah, she got a good pussy? Is there a correlation between how a girl looks and what her vagina looks like? Nationality, like, height, weight,
do you know what?
Skin color, I don't know.
I feel like I do make an assumption, but I don't know if I'm like more accurate than that than inaccurate. Because I do make an assumption. Like when I'm about to take those panties off, I already have a picture in mind of what that pussy's going to look like or feel like. You know what I mean? Like, I will look at a girl and think like, oh, man, she's going to be really fucking tight. Like, there's just like a feeling you have.
Well, how does somebody look tight? Is it like little girls? Skinny girls?
Okay, yes. Like, very little girls is one. I feel like
little girls by default would be tight, right?
Yeah, true. And I also feel like fit girls for some reason.
Well, that's because you're exercising your like Kegels.
Some pelvic floor strength is happening there, right? For some reason. Also, like, I feel like really sensual girls. Some guys might think like, oh, they fuck a lot. They're loose or something.
Like the spiritual ones or?
Yeah. Like, I guess like sexually open, confident women, right? Like if I have a girl that's like, this girl fucks. Like she didn't. I also picture her pussy being really good, but it might be like technique and like her actually knowing what she's doing. And then in my mind, I'm like real good pussy, but it might not be anatomically any different. It just might be that she knows what she's doing. So in my mind, I'm like good pussy. Does that make sense?
Right. I'm talking more aesthetics rather than technique.
Yeah.
Aesthetically, because obviously I've seen some vaginas that look horrific.
All vaginas are beautiful. Okay.
I would say that that's not true.
It's true.
But I think I'm allowed to say that about, I don't know. Hopefully I don't get braided for that, but I think I'm allowed to say that about my own gender.
Yeah, no, I think it's fine. I think there's some dicks that like aren't as good looking. Yeah, some dicks are fucking filthy.
And some vaginas are filthy.
I get you. But and like for me, I'm not a like pubic hair type of guy, right? I think we've spoken about this before. Like I like it to be like clean shaven. And so I think sometimes you can look at a girl and you just know like this is a very clean shaven pussy.
Well, I feel like if a girl's got like no
wax, like I feel like you can tell.
If a girl's got like no hair on her, right? It's like, okay, this is a girl that doesn't like hair. Whereas I feel like the ones with hairy pussies usually have hair everywhere else. Like they've got hair on their arms and stuff. If you look at me, there's not a single hair on me other than my eyelashes and eyebrows. So you would expect that there would not be hair anywhere else, right? I think.
Yeah, yeah. That makes sense. Yeah. Yeah, it'd be weird to get your whole body lasered and then just have like a bush.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
That I'm not sense. Into bush.
No, I mean.
Yeah, I'm not into any hair. Yeah. Even just like a little like clipped or like landing strip, not into it.
Yeah. I'm not even like big on hair on my own body. Like,
no, I get full body laser and I have been for so long.
I'm about to get my fucking arms re-lasered.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah, I just don't like it.
I don't like hair either. Yeah. Makes it more aerodynamic, you know?
Do you know what happened? I used, it would have been like 7 years ago. I got my arms lasered, but see my hands? No hair.
Oh.
Arms, hair. It half worked. Yeah. But it half worked on...
Well, laser is something that you have to kind of keep doing. It's not a permanent. True. They say it's permanent. It's actually not permanent. They lied. And it depends on how hairy you are. Like maybe if you're fair, it might be more permanent.
Yeah.
But like, for me.
Yeah, I heard if you're fair and like dark hair,
Oh no, I've got dark thick hairs normally, and it's like I still have to keep going and getting it like redone, but it lasts a lot longer for me than like if I was to go get wax or something. Well, which
actually, do you know what? I have a buddy that lasers his general hair. I don't know what it's called, like a man.
Yeah, that's common. Yeah. Lots of guys are doing that. You should be doing that.
That looks uncomfortable.
It's not that bad. I get my vagina lasered. It's okay.
Yeah, I know women do it, but you guys are strong. You guys that's can take true. It. Yeah, we're pussies.
That's very true. I feel like getting a vagina lasered would probably hurt more than getting a dick lasered.
Probably. But yeah, anyway. Because
they like really go into your flaps and like really laser the inside. I'm getting my arm lasered.
That's enough. Okay. I can clip of that shit.
It's, all right. Yeah, so do some nationalities have better looking vaginas?
Some nationality. I mean, I don't think so. I don't think it's a nationality-based thing. I could be wrong, but yeah. I don't think so. I don't think.
What about height? So is it a height basing? Because like you have girls that's like, oh, these nationalities have better dicks. The guy, taller guys have better dicks or whatever.
I think like, not to make you to feel good here, but I think short girls that are fit, in my experience, are like the best looking pussies.
I mean, you've seen mine, so that's actually accurate.
Yeah, there you go. True. But yeah, it's I think like short girls that are fit, it's like the black equivalent, you know? You look at a big black guy, you're like, he's probably got a big dick. I look at a short, skinny, fit girl and I'm like, she must have a nice pussy. Mm-hmm. I think
that would be correct.
There you go.
Thank you for the compliment. I did not pay that. That was not sponsored.
Sponsored section, cat's pussy.
I was not sponsored by my pussy in any way, shape or form.
Yeah.
Okay. Closing with my sex fact of the week.
Hit me. I've been missing this. I've had sex
facts. This one's not that interesting today, I don't think. But I know. I've had some doozies, but this one's very average, I think. 3% of people report zero sexual fantasies, like at all.
That is an interesting fact. 3% don't.
Like they just, so you know how like, you know, you go about your day and maybe you see a hot girl and you think about fucking her or something.
This stat should be 3% of people don't know their sexual fantasy yet.
No, you know what I'm curious about? I'm curious about guys because I feel like guys would fantasize differently to girls.
Okay.
This is my belief. I feel like when guys fantasize about fucking girls, it's probably fucking girls they haven't already slept with. When I'm fantasizing about fucking someone, it's usually someone that I have already slept with.
No, I'm the same.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I would have thought guys would be like, you know, see a hot girl and like, just think about.
Yeah. So I think the novelty of having sex with someone new doesn't outweigh the emotion and experience and like all the flooded emotions that you can have with like picturing someone you've already had great sex with. I think it might be different. If you're someone that's had some pretty like average sex with people you don't really are not that into, then obviously the novelty is going to far away that.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Maybe it does depend on like your, I guess,
how good sex you've already
had. Because I don't find myself fantasizing about like, oh yeah, I'm going to fuck this person next week. So now I'm going to think about it. Cause it's like, you don't know. I don't know. I will look at a guy and be like, oh, I want to fuck him. But I don't fantasize about fucking him.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
When you're fantasizing about people you've already fucked, is it reliving the experience or is it them with like-
No, it's reliving.
Different, yeah.
No, it's if the sex was really good, I would think about it, collab partners, clients, guys I'm seeing, even if I'm not even seeing that guy anymore, I'll be like, that sex was really good. I'll just think about that for a little bit, yeah.
Have you ever-
I'd like to have that again.
Have you ever masturbated to your own videos?
Yeah.
Interesting.
If the sex was really good, yes. I'm
like, I
just did recently. So I had sex with this new guy that I've worked with. So I hadn't worked with him before, and the sex was really good.
Yeah,
it was the best sex that I've had in a few months. And I was God, damn. I haven't had sex this good in a long time. So I was like, oh, that got me really hot, right? And then I was like, oh God, I wonder if it looks as good on camera as how it felt. It didn't look as good on camera. So I kind of tried to get off on it, but it didn't look as good on the camera.
But your memory and fantasy was better.
Yeah, and then I turned it off and I was like, I'll just remember. Yeah. I'll just remember it instead. Because often on camera, like, you can't capture all the feeling and everything. Yeah, half of what makes sex good is like all of the feeling. It's not about how it looks, right? It's about just how it feels. And I was like, no, just think about it for a bit.
Do you know, for me, I think I get way more turned on by the sound and like audio experience than I ever do like visual experiences.
Yes. Well,
if I had a choice of watching porn
or listening
where I could only see it or only hear it, I would choose only hear it every single time.
Oh, no, I would choose watching it with no sound. Yeah. Okay. I think occasionally I do watch porn with no sound.
Yeah, I think I must be like an auditory, like, because I love dirty talk as well. Like, every time we like gangbangs, threesome, shit like that, my buddies are always like, dude, you talk too much. They're like, I can't concentrate.
You were so loud. Remember that one time we shared a room? It was a two bedroom, so we weren't sharing a bed in Gold Coast, and you were so fucking, I woke up in the middle of the night, I had to scream at you for being so loud, and I was like, shut the fuck up, people are sleeping in this apartment.
Yeah, I don't know, I like yelling at the girl. It's just like, it's very primal. It's fun. Yeah. Anyway, there you go. Audio for me, visual for you. 3% of people need to figure out their fucking fantasies, okay? Get out there, figure it out.
Yeah, maybe that's what it is. They like haven't had sex yet or haven't had much sex.
I feel like these people are just haven't explored it yet, obviously.
Well, no, but then again, when I was not having as much sex, I think I thought about sex a lot more because I wanted it.
Yeah, that's actually a good point. But maybe they're not even like at the point of they're thinking about it. Maybe these are the sexually repressed religious people.
The asexual people. I don't know.
Maybe.
Anyway, thanks for listening, guys. As always, make sure you like and subscribe.
Easy.
Fuck the like and subscribe button.
Get on it. Smash it. All right.
Poke its asshole.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Finger its asshole.
All right. Love you guys.
See Bye. Ya.